With Montana News, I'm Jenny Gessman. An audit found Secretary of State Corey Stapleton misused a state vehicle, likely to commute home on the weekends. State law, for the most part, prohibits an employee from using a state-owned vehicle to commute from a residence to a work site. Lee Newspapers of Montana reports the vehicle's lease ended April 1st, after the Secretary's office was notified its use of the vehicle did not comply with state law. Law enforcement officers in western Montana say a 16-year-old boy who was driving a stolen vehicle died today after fleeing a traffic stop in Missoula and jumping into the Clark Fork River. Officials have not released the name of the boy, who is from Sanders County. The stop happened around 7:30 a.m. Searchers on boats and jet skis looked for the boy after he jumped in the river, according to Sheriff's spokeswoman Brenda Bassett.
At one point, it was reported that he came to shore and talked to officers for a little while, but then jumped back in the water. He did go under, didn't resurface for quite a while.
He was found at about 8:50 a.m., and emergency responders administered CPR. The boy was then taken to the hospital, where he was declared dead. Officers detained three other people who were in the vehicle, which had been reported stolen in Washington State. A Nevada man has pleaded not guilty to deliberate homicide in the suspected death of his girlfriend, who was last seen in Montana in September 2018. The body of 49-year-old Laura Johnson has not been found. Gregory Scott Green entered his plea in district court in Billings today. His bail remains at $250,000. Congressional action on the closure and transfer of 25 Forest Service Job Corps civilian conservation centers across the country, including two in Montana, could come by the end of the week, Montana Public Radio's Nick Mott reports.
Democratic Senator John Tester announced Tuesday he filed a bill that would stop the Job Corps rollbacks as an amendment to a larger National Defense Act. Senate members will begin debating as soon as Wednesday and vote on by Friday.
The president has decided to pull the plug on one of the most successful initiatives in rural America.
That's Tester in a video to the Trapper Creek Job Corps in Darby. Tester introduced the bill earlier this month in the wake of the Department of Labor's late May announcement that 9 job corps would be shuttered and 16 would be transferred out of Forest Service hands, either to the U.S. Department of Labor or private companies. Those announcements included closing the Anaconda Job Corps and transferring the Trapper Creek Job Corps in Darby, likely to private management. Together, the two corps employ more than 100 staffers and serve more than 700 students annually. The programs focus on skilled trade education for at-risk youth ages 16 to 24. Republican Senator Steve Daines said earlier this month President Trump told him in a private conversation he'd reverse the Anaconda Job Corps closure. While students in the Corps and local businesses celebrated, Tester's staff says federal representatives they've communicated with have received no official instructions to change course. The Job Corps rollbacks leave uncertainty for about 4,000 students and 1,100 federal employees across the country, as well as rural economies that rely on skilled labor and services that come from the program. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
Two yearling grizzly bears were captured and killed after eating chickens north of Whitefish, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks confirmed today. Along with their mother, they were captured last fall near the same location and moved to the North Fork of the Flathead River. Within days of relocation, they managed to kill more chickens in the same area. This time, they were captured on June 7th and cared for in captivity until they were euthanized on the 12th. Grizzlies are listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act. 16 grizzlies have been confirmed killed or relocated in the population of bears in and around Glacier National Park since the beginning of 2019.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A children's psychiatric treatment center in Butte will close in the aftermath of reports that it used chemicals to control the behavior of a 9-year-old girl from Oregon who was in foster care. Acadia, Montana informed county officials yesterday of the impending closure, according to Butte Silver Bow County Chief Executive Dave Palmer in the Montana Standard. The 108-bed residential facility has operated in Butte under different owners for 31 years. It accepted patients ages 5 to 18 from several western states and Native American tribes. Oregon authorities removed the 9-year-old girl from Acadia's care in April after officials injected her with Benadryl to restrain her and placed her in seclusion. Montana school officials are revising a plan to create a checklist to identify children with autism amid criticism that the proposal was too restrictive and could misidentify some students. The revised proposal, released earlier this month by the State Office of Public Instruction, still includes most of the characteristics of autism listed in the original plan, but it lowers the number of characteristics required for a student to be eligible for individualized education plans for children with disabilities.
Montana Attorney General and candidate for Governor Tim Fox is touring the southern U.S. border this week. He describes it as an eye-opening experience. Edward O'Brien reports.
Attorney General Fox, the chief law enforcement officer of a northern tier state, says he felt it important to personally visit the nation's southern border.
The reason I wanted to do that is we have a crisis in Montana with the substance use and abuse disorders that are going on. They've gotten worse in recent years, and one of the primary drivers has been methamphetamine.
Law enforcement says the vast majority of meth entering the United States, some of which enters Montana, is produced by Mexican cartels.
I wanted to understand it from the individuals in law enforcement.
Fox and Montana Highway Patrol Chief Tom Butler are touring portions of the southern border, including ports of entry, with members of the Drug Enforcement Administration and Customs and Border Protection.
What I'm told is that in years past, the primary individual who sought to cross the southern border illegally was a Mexican male, but not in large groups like 1,000, which they've recently seen trying to cross the border all at once here.
Fox says the surges of people illegally crossing the southern border into the U.S. is sapping resources that might otherwise be used to stop drugs.
They've had to divert resources from the northern border to address the southern border crisis, and that affects their ability on the northern border to do their work as well.
Fox, who's seeking Montana's Republican gubernatorial nomination, defended the trip, which is being paid for by the state.
The cost of this trip was a couple of plane tickets and a hotel room. It pales in comparison to the things that we've learned and the ability to sort through the rhetoric. It really actually is priceless.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte toured the southern border in January. State Senator Al Olszewski is also seeking the GOP nomination for the governor's race. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.